I'd like to tell you a story, if that's okay. It's a story that I've been thinking about for a little while. And it starts out with you wanting to take me out to meet your friends. And I know that this is really new, and I know that you haven't necessarily talk to your friends about the kinds of things that you like to do, the kinds of partners that you like to have. So I'm really, really aware when we go out that I need to behave myself. I need to be a good girl. Even if you are wearing a really nice pair of slacks and a cute button-down shirt, and even if your hair is just begging to be played with, I need to hold myself together, because it is not appropriate for me to sub you out in front of a whole lot of people who may or may not know that that's what you like. So I'm behaving, and I'm paying what I hope is an appropriate amount of attention to you. You know, without going too far. But then, as the evening progresses, I realize that it's not just me. I'm not just incredibly attracted and turned on by you. I'm not just a crazy, thirsty, demanding dom. You're doing this to me on purpose. It took me a little while to realize it, but you are. You're adopting poses that you know I'll recognize. Slipping in the odd word here and there. Words that you know I use, or that you use sometimes when you're deep, deeply submissive to me. And as the night goes on, it's harder and harder to ignore you. And I know you're doing it on purpose. And I don't know if you're trying to break me. I don't know if you're trying to rile me up for later. I don't know if your friends already know, and it would be fine for me to be a little bit dominant with you in public. And because I don't know, I would never do that. But slowly, and very, very surely, you are driving me completely fucking insane. Until eventually, there's nothing for it. The moment that nobody's looking, I have to drag you into the bathroom. And I lock us in one of the stalls. And I push you face first up against the door and plaster myself against your back. How dare you do this to me? You know exactly what you're doing, don't you? You know exactly what you do to me. You know exactly how crazy you drive me. Oh, God, I want you. And I make you stay there. So I put the seat down on the toilet and sit. And for a moment, I just knead your ass. Dig my fingers in, and I can hear the sounds that you make, and you're a little surprised, maybe. I don't know, maybe you thought I had more control than this. Maybe you just didn't realize exactly how wild you make me. But you know now, don't you? I'm gonna make sure that you don't forget. Under your pants, I tell you. And you're hesitant and you're not sure. Now. And there's no more arguing. You undo your pants and you let them slip down until they're bunched up around your lower thigh, and you can't spread your legs any further, but that's okay. I don't need you to. I just want to touch your skin. I want you to know that I would spank you right now. I would make you pink, whimpery, because I really, really want you to whimper for me right now. But we are in public, and people could come in, and I love and respect you, so I would never do that. But you better believe, before we can leave this cubicle, I'm gonna get my fill of you. And I pull you back until you're sitting on my lap. Push your pants down further. Spread your legs apart. Lean back, baby. No touching. Put your hands on the side walls. And I'm going to touch you. As much or as little. As hard and as soft as I want to. I'm going to get my absolute fill of you. I have been itching to touch you, to hear you gasp, to make you writhe. And you are going to writhe. You're going to squirm, whimper, and maybe you'll turn your head and press your face into my neck, and maybe you'll beg just a little, because that would be amazing. I can touch you like this. Because you let me. You are my sweet, perfect sub, and I love you so much. But you cannot wind me up like that. You can't. Not in public, not when I'm not allowed to do things. Otherwise, stuff like this happens. And now we're sitting in a toilet cubicle, and I've got my hand wrapped around your cock. And we're going to have a mess to clean up in a minute. And that's exactly what happens. You whimper and squirm. You beg a little bit, you gasp. But I have my own pace, my own timing. And right now, goddammit, it has nothing to do with you. Oh, you're gonna come. You're gonna make such a massive mess, and it will be all you can do not to cry out. But this isn't about you. Not right now. Right now, this is about how unimaginably hungry you make me. I need you. I need you just like this. Just like this. Whimpery and small. Desperate. With your clean pressed pants down around your ankles and your shirt rooked up to your chest so I force you to play with your nipples for me. Just like that. But the story can't end in the cubicle, can it? No. It ends and you're slumped against my chest. Stroke your hair and tell you how beautiful you are. And we have to clean you up. We have to get you ready, because we've already been in here too long. We have to put you back together, straighten your clothes, and go back out to your friends. your friends who don't know. Your friends who won't be able to tell. Or maybe they can. Maybe you don't mind. I certainly don't mind. Who knows that I own you? I would tell everyone if I could. I hope you like your story, dear one.